12 minutes to 9, coming up now, part 1 in the documentary series Hajj from the Far East, produced by Hafidha Rehana Omar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hajj, the greatest gathering on earth, a spiritual migration unlike any other. Approximately 62% of the world's Muslims live in South and Southeast Asia, with over 1 billion adherents. The largest Muslim population in a country is in Indonesia, a nation home to 12.7% of the world's Muslims. Join us as we explore this corner of Asia, home to the world's largest Muslim nation, and discover how this life-altering journey marks the peak of their spiritual lives. Part 1. Trans-regional history of the spread of Islam and the Hajj. It all began in the 9th century when Arab merchants and sailors had begun to dominate Nanhai, or Southeast Asian trade. Though geopolitical history reminds us that Muslim Arab traders had already reached the shores of Burma, Myanmar, in the previous century. The expansion of trade among West Asia, India, and Southeast Asia served as a catalyst in spreading Islam, as Muslim traders brought Islam to the region. This, together with prolific da'wah workers, assisted in the growth of Islam across the region. The ruling classes, too, embraced Islam. The ruler of one of the region's most important ports, Malacca of Sultanate, embraced Islam in the 15th century, heralding a period of accelerated conversion to Islam throughout the region, as the religion provided a unifying force among the ruling and trading classes. Minimal documentation has been produced in Arabic or English on the early Hujjaj from this region. However, translated resources point us in the direction of some fascinating facts. From Burma, King Mindon, who founded the last royal capital of Burma, tried to facilitate Hajj for its Muslim population by sponsoring a waqf house in Arabia in 1891 to service Burmese Hujjaj while they were on pilgrimage. From China, Admiral Zheng He and his Muslim crew journeyed to Makkatul Mukarramah and performed the Hajj during one of his voyages to the Western Ocean. This Hajj is believed to have taken place between the years 1401 and 1433. There is documentation indicating that both individuals and groups performed the Hajj thereafter, including the sponsorship of pilgrims' expenses as far back as 1903. From the Philippines, in 1950, two ships carrying more than 1,800 pilgrims reached the ports of Jeddah. From Japan, the first Japanese recorded to have traveled for the Hajj was Kotaro Yamaoka. He converted to Islam in 1909 in Mumbai after coming into contact with a Russian-born writer, Abdul Rashid Ibrahim, whereupon he took the name Omar Yamaoka. Another early Japanese convert was Bunpachiro Ariga, who about the same time went to India for trading purposes and converted to Islam under the influence of local Muslims there. He subsequently took the name Ahmed Ariga. However, the narratives of Japan's earliest Hujjaj also includes that of Yamada Toajiro. From 1892, for almost 20 years, he was the only resident Japanese trader in Istanbul. During this time, he served unofficially as consul. He converted to Islam and took the name Abdul Khalil and performed the Hajj on his return journey home. History, geography, and politics aside, it is the yearning hearts and aspiring souls which transcend land barriers and borders to reach the most sacred city on earth and to fulfill a divine obligation for those who are able to. As we say in Bahasa Melayu, the official language of Indonesia and Malaysia and Brunei, Islam dan Haji membawa orang yang beriman bersama-sama, and it means Islam and Hajj brings believers together. Join us in the next installment where we discuss the quota system and the waiting game.
Sabahul Muslim weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.